Conservative activists say they've collected enough signatures to trigger a recall election in an attempt to remove Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office. It's Tuesday, March 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, two hospitals in northern Wisconsin are closing their doors ahead of schedule. Hope Kerwin has those details. And the University of Wisconsin River Falls is addressing a mental health crisis on campus after four student deaths in 2 months. Corrine Hess visited the university to see how students are managing. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Activists attempting to remove Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office delivered signatures to the Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, they say they have more than enough support to trigger a recall election.
Brandishing two boxes of paperwork, Matthew Snorick said he'd collected about 11,000 signatures in support of recalling Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office. He said the effort reflects frustration against Voss for not doing more to investigate the 2020 presidential election.
We demand an election process that we can trust, free from the so-called cheat-by-mail voting and the bloat of 3 million outdated and fake names on the voter rolls.
Numerous audits, recounts, and court challenges have all affirmed that President Joe Biden narrowly beat former President Donald Trump in Wisconsin in 2020. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will meet Tuesday to review the recall petition. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republicans on the legislature's budget committee have rejected the State Department of Public Instruction's recommended reading curriculum list. The Joint Finance Committee instead went with a shorter list chosen by an early literacy curriculum council. The council recommended four curricula. DPI selected 11, warning there could be potential lawsuit if fewer are chosen. Democratic State Senator LaTanya Johnson says the state has a responsibility to listen to the DPI.
I think it's pure foolishness that we are going to go against the better judgment of the Department of Public Instruction, especially considering they're saying that this is a possibility.
Republicans called the possibility of a lawsuit far-fetched. Under the state's Reading Education Reform Law passed last summer, choosing new curricula is the first big step in changing how Wisconsin students are taught how to read. Wisconsin's public and private schools will begin using the new curriculum next fall. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee announced yesterday that it will close its Waukesha campus at the end of the spring 2025 semester. That decision was made under a directive from Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone cited declining enrollment and budget woes as some of the reasons for the closure. About 600 students are currently enrolled at the campus. 100 employees and faculty will also be affected by the closure. A new partnership with UW-Milwaukee and Waukesha County Technical College was also announced yesterday. Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow says he hopes that students at the Waukesha campus will still be served at the Tech College.
We're excited to be part of this conversation. We'll continue to be good, strong efforts to keep higher education in Waukesha County, keep it accessible for the people that are there.
UW-Milwaukee is also closing its Washington County campus this year. Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls will permanently close in less than 2 weeks. As Hope Kerwin reports, local officials continue to express concern over the accelerated timeline for closing the facilities.
Hospital Sisters Health System announced Monday that both hospitals would close on March 22nd. The date is exactly 2 months after the health system publicly announced they were exiting western Wisconsin and laying off nearly 1,400 employees. Eau Claire City Attorney Stephen Nick says the abrupt closure of the facilities has been unlike typical layoffs. He says state and federal law requires the health systems to provide proper notice to employees and local officials. And he claims the health system has ethical obligations to ensure proper continuation of patient care.
We continue to have serious concerns that they're not living up to those obligations.
HSHS said in a statement that they are coordinating with the State Department of Health Services on patient care transitions. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, during the fall semester, four students died by suicide at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Corrine Hess visited the campus to see how the community is addressing a mental health crisis. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
In the fall, four University of Wisconsin River Falls students died by suicide in less than 2 months. This semester, campus officials are offering counseling and mental health services. Corrine Hess reports some students say they want more.
It's another Mental Health Monday on the UW-River Falls campus. About 30 students are gathered at the University Center. The theme of this Mental Health Monday is sleep. Some are making aromatherapy oils. Others spin a wheel to win a sleep mask. Counselors want students to understand relaxation and healthy sleep habits are linked to better mental health. These student gatherings are part of the university's response to a series of suicides on campus. In the fall, four UW-River Falls students died by suicide in less than 2 months. Students say they're happy to have Mental Health Mondays, but they're looking for more.
It's a great way to bring people together, but nobody talks about the suicides that happened last semester.
That's freshman Chloe Skilly. She says she understands people are trying to move on, but losing four classmates in 8 weeks was unprecedented. Campus officials say the students' deaths were not directly linked. They're treating them as a suicide cluster because of the connections on the small campus. And that meant taking steps to avoid copycat suicides. Mental Health Mondays are one part of those efforts. Administrators have also made counselors available and even identified students on campus who could be at risk. But some students feel like they've been cut off from their ability to discuss the deaths. During winter break, campus officials removed a student-created memorial wall filled with handwritten notes and flowers. They say this was in line with mental health professionals' recommendations. Freshman RJ Forja says the memorial was a place students could sit with their emotions.
People heal and grow after like such a loss, but like no one wants to forget about it. We're still like ready and willing to have these conversations.
Chancellor Maria Gallo says the university is not stopping students from having conversations about those who died, but she says those conversations are more appropriate in smaller groups.
Very personal and tragic circumstances, and I think that the students don't always realize that that's how it has to be, and it's the right thing to do to respect the families.
At the 5,000-person campus, many of the students knew at least one of the people who died last year. Annie Loss had classes and was in the same dorm as two of the women who died. Loss says she was worried about returning to school this semester because of her own struggles with mental health. She's a biochemistry major and said the pressure is sometimes too much to handle.
Classes are extremely difficult. Every class I go into and the harder they get, I feel dumber and dumber. Mental health-wise, it's still really challenging to get through.
The mental health crisis at UW-River Falls is not unique to the campus. It's mirrored across the state and country. According to federal data, between 2007 and 2021, the suicide rate among people aged 24 and younger increased 62%. In Wisconsin, a recent survey from the state's Office of Children's Mental Health found 1 in 10 teens attempted suicide last year. The report found many young people feel stress or even hopelessness about issues like academic pressure, gun violence, and climate change. Loss says her friends and parents help her deal with anxiety and mental health struggles. She's hoping the focus UW-River Falls has placed on mental health will continue beyond this year. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we should note that if you or someone you know might be in crisis or considering suicide, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline can be reached by calling or texting 988. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today, as usual, were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be back in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning, and on Thursday and Friday, you know the drill by now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.